Hey everyone, in this session, I want to talk about comparing early birds and night owls. So, I've seen a lot of articles recently about most successful people in the world and the fact that they are early birds. They're typically waking up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and it's definitely a common trend that people are early birds. So, I'm wondering if a lot of our entrepreneurs here are maybe early birds or are they night owls? I was up late last night actually answering Facebook group questions and whatnot, and I noticed a lot of people were night owls. And I think maybe a lot of people want to be night owls. They enjoy the process of staying up late, but they realize that success comes if they're waking up early. So I'm fascinated to see this kind of trend about whether people want to be early birds. I'm seeing that typically the people who are successful, they are waking up early. I'm looking at their profiles, they're CEOs of multi-million dollar companies, and they're early birds. They clearly have a desire and motivation to wake up, whereas a lot of people who don't have the motivation typically will sleep in, and that's why they're up late. Is because that's how their sleep cycle is set up. So it's definitely very easy to actually adjust because if you get to bed early, you get your 8 hours of sleep, you will wake up early. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's just it requires that discipline that I think a lot of people might not have, which is why a lot of people are night owls who want to be early birds. It's like they're guilty night owls. But I think it's all about mindset. So if you are a night owl and you are accepting of the fact that you're up late and you're putting in work, then there's nothing wrong with that. That's personally what I feel. Because we only talk about the successful people who wake up early, but there are plenty of successful people who stay up late as well, who stay up until maybe 1 o'clock and they're getting work done. And I think that's the important thing is not letting what other people do kind of affect your workflow. Some people have to stay up late because they have clients overseas. So there's that difference there. So I think being an early bird or night owl, it's all personal to the individual. But definitely if you look at the stats, you can tell that the majority of the Fortune 500 CEOs, they're up early. And they're moving. They're getting ready to go to work. But you can find a number of examples of people who sleep in. One example that just came to mind that came from my one of my readings and whatnot is actually Mark Wahlberg. He is sleeping in until like 9 o'clock. So he stays up late. But it depends. If you're in a type of business where you're required to kind of work late, then you don't really have a choice. It'd be very difficult for you to wake up early. So you shouldn't let that get in the way of your ability to be successful. You shouldn't read the articles and say, well, that person is successful because they're waking up early. Well, I think you can be successful regardless of what time you wake up. But I'm just fascinated to hear what people are doing. And if somebody's an early bird or night owl, they're welcome to leave that in the comments and figure out, it would be nice to hear what people do and what makes their workflow the most optimum, whether they're up early or not. And another question would be, people drink coffee to help them get up early because you don't want to have like stimulants when you're waking up early. So if you're an early bird, but you're forcing yourself, like you're not doing it naturally, you're filling yourself up with unhealthy foods and drinks in the morning just to get up early, I don't think that's very healthy either. So these people who are waking up early, I'm wondering what kind of stimulants they're having. Maybe none. Like for me, I don't drink coffee, I don't do any of that. So I wake up and it's very natural. But fascinating to hear what other people do. And yeah, thought I'd check in.